Some 400,000 Iraqis who fled from Saddam Hussein are living in 90 nations around the world. With the regime change, many Iraqi refugees will be returning to Iraq, but a large number no longer think of Iraq as their home. NPR's Greg Allam reports from Kansas City.
Every Iraqi refugee has a story, but few are more dramatic than Hassan Nema. He was a professor of engineering at the University of Baghdad and owner of the country's third largest private construction company, when he says his advocacy of free market principles got him into trouble with the regime of Saddam Hussein. He was arrested and jailed in an underground cell for 7 months. One day, guards blindfolded him and took him out to be executed. But at the last moment, another prisoner was executed instead, and he was inexplicably released.
Give me one!
Today, Nema teaches math at the Islamic School of Kansas City. But the calculation he's been thinking about most in recent days is the one about when he and his family will be able to go home.
I know my company, my equipment, even my land, my farm is being taken by the government. Doesn't matter. As far as the country is free and everybody is liberated, this is the big enjoyment and this is the big gain, actually. But I'm thinking to go back as an individual, see what I could do, what I establish.
Across the country, Iraqis who want to help rebuild their country are considering how and when to go home. Nema says he'll wait at least until the end of the school year, and preferably until a civil authority has been established to oversee the rebuilding process. But of the 90,000 people born in Iraq who live in the U.S., ultimately only a small number are expected to go back to their native country. In Kansas City, many Iraqi men gather here at the Al-Shawi restaurant, where they drink tea, have lunch, and catch the latest update over satellite TV from Iraq. Like most of the Iraqis in the Kansas City area, Abbas al-Rumehi came here after the failed 1991 uprising against Saddam Hussein. He became a U.S. citizen in 1998. He says many of his friends want to go back to Iraq, but not to stay.
To stay there in Iraq? No. But they go to visit, yeah, you know, or to fight against Saddam Hussein people, yeah. We do have people. But to go stay there, they can't. Because, you know, they used to live in freedom right here, you know what I'm saying? And then they have a job right here, some of them. They have family, so they can't go there.
Most of the Iraqis who came to the U.S. over the past decade were refugees who were resettled here, sponsored by aid groups and given assistance until they could become self-supporting. The largest number live in Detroit and Chicago, but several thousand Iraqis resettled in San Diego. Nathaniel Getz says relatively few in San Diego are making plans to permanently return to Iraq. Getz is an expert on refugees at the University of California, San Diego's Center for Comparative Immigration Studies. He says historically, resettlement in America is something that refugees treat very seriously.
They feel that this is a privilege, and it's something that they've had the fortunate circumstances to be given, and they're not going to take it lightly. And these groups, regardless of what country they originate from, really all share that common goal to become productive U.S. citizens.
Immigration experts say refugees who have been successfully resettled rarely return to their native countries once a conflict or repressive regime has ended. They expect that will be the case for Iraqis resettled not just in America, but also for those in other countries, such as Jordan, Syria, Germany, and England. But about half of the Iraqis who were made refugees by Saddam Hussein were never resettled. Some 200,000 have been living for years in refugee camps in Iran. A smaller number, about 5,000, are in a camp in Saudi Arabia. Hiram Ruiz is with Immigration Refugee Services of America. He says experience indicates these refugees will soon be going home. In the year after the Taliban fell, 1.7 million Afghans returned home, in many cases because their host countries forced them to. But Ruiz says many Afghan refugees who returned had no homes to go back to and were forced to live in camps for displaced persons.
The lesson for the international community is that problems don't end just when the conflict ends and people can start to go home. If you don't really make some provision for helping those people to reestablish themselves when they get home, then you're just really creating new social problems that may well disrupt whatever peace process has taken place.
Ruiz says the 200,000-plus Iraqi refugees who will soon be returning home after a decade will need international assistance if they're going to become a help, not a burden, in the rebuilding of Iraq. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.